Siv Gimel. Ka'ara shal basar shehuchu yorech ulevez b'chana shayyad zulevz b'hen. Afilu shneim b'yoman. What if you washed fleshik dishes? In those days, they often used to wash dishes in a kli rishon, meaning they would boil up a tremendous pot of water, and then they would wash their dishes in it. So what if you washed fleshik plates in yad zulevz b'water in a milchik pot? But it would be the same for milchik plates and fleshik pot, or just nowadays, you wash fleshik and milchik plates in the same, in the same kli at the same time. Even if they're both neyoman, mutter, or to svardim, it is mutter. Right? How does the mechaber pass like the rush? What does the rush say? The rush says mutter because very poshut. What is going on here? Here are my. And here is my kli bisari, and here is my water, right? So, what's the status of all those things? So, let's see. The kli chalavi is a first knot of chalav, right? That you use this kli chalavi for chalav once. So, what does it make the water? It makes the water a knot bar knot of chalav. And what is the meat kli? The meat kli is, of course, a knot of basar. And then what does it make the mayim? It makes the mayim a knot bar knot of basar. So the mayim becomes a knot bar knot of milk, it becomes a knot bar knot of meat, becomes a knot bar knot of milk, becomes a knot bar knot of meat. That's no problem. The water's a knot bar knot. Right? Remember, you're allowed to, basically, let's envision it this way. The water is dagam shalub kar shal basar, right? The water got the tam from the basar kalim, so now the water is not burned out of meat. Not burned out of meat, you're allowed to mix with milk. It's allowed to also get tam with milk. Right, so here, a not burned out of meat also got tam with milk, which is fine. A not burned out of milk also got tam with meat, which is fine. That's the whole point. Once the water is a not burned out, you're allowed to mix it with the opposite gender. So it's a not burned out of chalav, you're allowed to mix it with milk. A not burned out of chalav, you're allowed to mix with meat. Not burned out of basar, you're allowed to mix with milk. No problem. What's the only problem that the mechaber worries about? That is only if you're sure that there was no schmutz on them, that they weren't dirty kalim.
Was he washing?
Ah, the im. One second. In hayishim a double gem, or if there was schmutz stuck on them. So she, but my shishim getting a mashu shuman shal. Or if there was schmutz, you have to know that the water was 60 times the amount of schmutz. We mentioned earlier in the Shachar, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that in a stam kli that you take out of your closet, out of your cabinet, we assume it's clean, and even if it's dirty, we assume the dirt is less than a 60th of the stuff you're going to put in it. That's not true here. Here, we assume they're dirty. After all, why are you washing them? Unless you know they're clean. And even if they are dirty, we assume the dirt, it might be more than a 60th of the water. They might be very dirty. Unless you know the dirt is less than a 60th of the water. So here, the assumption is l'chumra, unless you know they're clean enough. Okay, Zev asks, why do you ever wash clean kalim anyway? Number one, I know lots of people who do that. And number two, the answer is, they might be dirty with vegetables, or... Yeah, it might be dirty with parif. Right? Meaning, maybe you have a milk kli, but it's not dirty with milk, it's dirty with vegetables, so you might wash it. So then it would be fine, right? Vegetable dirt is like water. So, okay.
Or
so,
if it's less than a 60th, then you want
it. Yeah, or it's just a segue into being less than a 60th. The Shach deals with the interesting question of, really, the Shach Sukkot and Yud has no chidushin. It's just, it has no chidushin. It's just working things out logically, the kind of things you learn during your day, you learn how to do. What if you have a... what if they're both dirty? If they're both dirty, then it's a problem, right? If they're both dirty, what if... and let's just do the scenarios of the Shach. What if they're both dirty? Here you have dirty... Kli chalavi and dirty kli bisari, then obviously this is a problem. Why? Because the milk dirt makes the fleshik kli treif, right? Because the milk schmutz just floats to the fleisha clean. That's where it makes a treif. And the fleisha dirt, basically the dirt, you know what happens in the water. It all floats in the water. So the pieces of meat float onto the milk clean and make a treif. The pieces of milk float onto the fleisha clean and make a treif. That's obviously a problem. Basically what you're doing is you're cooking meat and milk. And the water is also treif. Right? That's easy. The water is treif because it has meat and milk. The more interesting question is, what if one kli is dirty and one kli isn't? Then the shach says it depends. So let's say we just pick one kli. A kli chalavi is dirty. The kli bisari is clean. Then the shach says, well, there are three different scenarios. It depends on the scenario, and we should be able to follow this. You know, this is logic we should be able to recreate. What if, scenario one, this was Ben Yomo, and this was, and this was Ben Yomo. Then what happens? What becomes treif first? If they're both Ben Yomo, the clean kli becomes treif, right? Number one, the clean kli becomes treif from the Ben of Chalav, right? Basically, you're cooking milk in a fleisha kli. You're cooking milk with a fleisha kli. It becomes treif from the Ben of Chalav. And then, number two, the kli chalavi becomes treif because it is, bless you, bless you, bless you, gets tam iser from the kli bisari. So fine, so first the kli bisari becomes treif from the kli chalavi, then the kli chalavi gets the taste from the treif kli bisari. Now it's an aparat yisura, right? Not barnat the isura, and then it makes a treif. Yes, Ellie.
Through the water?
Yes. What about in the second scenario? What if one was Ben Yomo, one wasn't? What if the clean was Ben Yomo and the dirty wasn't Ben Yomo? Then what would happen?
Ben Yomo becomes treif.
Exactly. Then the same thing happens. First, the Ben Yomo becomes treif from the chalav be'en. After all, the chalav be'en in the Ben Yomo fleisha kli makes a treif. And then the ein Ben Yomo becomes treif from tam of the kli bisari, which is isura. So not part of the isura becomes treif. Basically, it's just as bad as if they're both Ben Yomo. What's the only case which is not as bad? If the clean one is Eina Ben Yomo, and the dirty one is Ben Yomo, then what would happen?
Eina Ben Yomo becomes treif.
The Eina Ben Yomo, well, technically, what does the Eina Ben Yomo become?
Lundus.
It becomes Lundus, right, correct. What happens in this case? First of all, the Eina Ben Yomo becomes Chalavi and Bisari, which is practically treif, right? Why? Because it's an Eina Ben Yomo fleishik pot that now you cook milk in. So now it's fleishik and milk. It's practically treif, but it's not actually treif, right? Because it's not basar v'chalav. When it's not actually treif, then this kli stays mutter. Why? Because it wasn't cooked with any treif. It was just cooked with a kli basar she'ina ben yomo. A kli basar she'ina ben yomo. Gives out a tam lefgam, and it can't affect the milchik kli. That's what the shach says in, this is all, the shach in Sifkat Yud. This is the shach in Sifkat Yud, and again, this is the kind of logic that, and this is all for Svartan, so far, this is the kind of logic you should be able to cheshben with nap or not. Yes?
In the third case, what do we say in Sifkat Yud, Ben Yomo kli?
To the what?
The Ben Yomo kli?
The Ben Yomo kli?
Yeah, in the third case.
No, the this one?
Yeah, the last
one. We say it becomes bisari and chalavi, which is practically treif. It doesn't actually become treif, right? Because it has a tam lefgam of meat, and now it's cooking milk. So it can't become basar v'chalav, because it's a tam lefgam. But now it has a bli of meat and of milk, which means practically it might as well be treif.
And the Eina Ben Yomo is also going to be treif, or
And the, no, this, okay, hold on. I think you might have just asked me in the third case what happens to Ben Yomo clean kli. The third case was an Ena Ben Yomo clean
kli.
What?
Yeah, that's one of
them. This one. So, look, it was always Bisari, now it also becomes Chalavi, because you cook milk in it, right? You cook milk schmutz in it. So now it's milk and fleishik, which means practically we treat it as treif, but technically it's not treif. And since technically it's not treif, it doesn't after the other kli, so it's still hetera. Meaning it's hetera just for practical purposes, we're knowing to treat it as treif. But it's still hetera, right? This is still practically treif, but it's still called hetera. It's still called mutter because it never became bas b'chol, just as believes of meat and of milk. That's the shas of kadin yud. This is all according to Svarim. Now, what does the Ramah come and say? The Ramah says, "V'yesh osh rafilin shumadom." And some people say, "Forget it, they're dirty." And then this is part of the three scenarios in the shach. If one of them is dirty, if they're both dirty, usher. And if one of them is dirty, maybe usher, maybe mutter, depends on the circumstances. The Ramah says, even if they're both clean, they're treif. Why? Even if they're both clean, they're treif, because this is the famous machlokes shonim between the Sefer Truma and the Rush. As to this case, let's just put it on the board. If we have both are clean and b'nei yomo, so the Sefer HaTruma and the Ramah, I'm skipping obviously a lot of Rishonim in between, say they're usher. The Rush and the Mechaber, I'm obviously skipping a lot of Rishonim in between, say they're mutter. Why? The Sefer HaTruma has a few tainas why it should be usher. Right? He has three or four tainas why it should be usher. Let's see all the tainas of the Sefer HaTruma why it should be usher. The reasons. So, his first reason, he says, is, it's hard to go with the order, but he's quoting Tosos. He says, number one, according to the Rivan. Right? According to the Rivan, there is no heter of Naparnat here, because it's the Spashlu. Right? The heter of Naparnat is only for Olu here, it's the Spashlu. The Rivan says, Nisbashlu is Usser. Of course, the way the Rush answers is, we don't hold like the Rivan. Right? Clearly, B'dievin, even Ashkenazim don't hold like the Rivan, that's not a problem. Then the Sefer Truma comes and says, I'll give you another answer. He says, Shamnunis be'en. After all, there's schmutz on the kalim. The schmutz makes a treif. Because the schmutz is not a nosein tam. It's the milk and meat itself. Of course, answers back to Rush. He says, Enachanami. It's usur if there's shamnunis. But if they're clean, mutter, what does clean mean? Again, we don't, Zeb says, who washes clean kalim? It just, that doesn't mean clean. It means maybe there's schmutz, but it's higher schmutz. Or maybe there's schmutz, but it's less than a 60th. That's all called clean. Right? I'll put clean in quotation marks. Okay. So clearly, I mean, on that one, there's no answer. Clearly, if there are pieces of meat and pieces of cheese floating in this water that are more than a 60th, obviously it's treif. Okay. Then, here comes the real lundus. Then he says that the ka'aros are no-go'os zo-bezo. Meaning the plates touch each other. Who says it goes through the water? The plates touch each other. And then, if the plates touch each other, what happens? Let's review. What is he timing? The plates touch each other, so you have, here you have meat, kli bisari, kli chalavi.
That's not the mikra of the bakar.
What do you mean? Whenever you wash kalim, they don't touch each other when you're washing them? Oh, I'm washing fleisha kalim.
That's not what the machaber said.
He says you're washing fleisha plates in a milking pot. So the fleisha plates don't touch the milking pot? Of course they do. Right? So what happens? Here the meat is basar. The meat kli is a knot of basar. And then it goes straight to the milk kli, not through the water. And that's called napar knot di isura. It went from meat to the milk kli. Who says it went in the water in between? After all, don't the kelim touch each other? So what is the Rush going to answer? The Rush answers that, nope, the Bliya goes through the water. No, the Bliya doesn't go. The Bliya doesn't go from Kli to Kli. Remember, we learned the Bliya doesn't go from Kli to Kli without Protev, right? So he says, no, the Bliya doesn't go from the Milchik Kli to the Fleishik Kli. It only goes the Milchik Kli to the water to the Fleishik Kli. In which case, what you have is, you know, Basar to the Kli Visari to the Mayim, and the Mayim is a Naparnat de Tera.
What's the explanation?
Hmm?
What are they arguing about?
So what they seem to be arguing about is the following question. If we say that a Bliya doesn't go from a Kli to a Kli without water, right? Meaning, let's say it was dry, and I touched a boiling hot milk Kli to a boiling hot flesh Kli, there'd be no Bliya. So the Rush says, well, there are more than one explanation for it. It could be that the Trub Zadeshah thinks Bliyas will go from a Kli to a Kli, and the Rush says they won't, but more likely it's like this. We say that's not found in the Gemara, that Klal, but more likely it's more of a Lumdish Machlokas. Bliya will only go from a Kli to a Kli when there's water. But what does that mean? Does that mean the Bliya only goes into the water and doesn't go into the Kli? Or when there's water, the Bliya goes straight from a Kli to a Kli? So the true Sefer Shmuel thinks, when they're cooking in water, the Bliya goes straight from the Kli to a Kli. It doesn't have to go through the water. You just need water around to make the Bliya go. Well, the Rush says, no, the Bliya never goes from Kli to a Kli. It goes from the Kli to the water, and from the water to the Kli. And therefore, once it goes from the Kli to the water, it's already not burned out to the Tehran, it's mutter.
It sounds from the Sefer Shmuel that he's putting together a lot of chashashas. It could be he agrees everything to the Rush. He's just saying that the Rivan, possibly the Shamnunis, is
okay,
the
Nachon.
And in Tosfos, Pashtas, he means the second answer is the
Ikar. Could be. Enochonami. We'll come back to that in a moment. Dalid, he says, maybe the Platos are misarvos ze ba ze. Well, here the Lashon of Tosos is like a little unclear. Let me read you the Lashon of Tosos. Oh, this is Subis. That's not going to help us very much. One second. Says Tosos when he quotes the Sefer Truma, he says, it's a problem according to the Sefer Truma. If not, maybe the Shamnunis. Even if there's no Shamnunis, the Ka'aros touch the Machlas and it goes straight from one to the other. And here, Hatamashen Shabash Machod Nichlamayim Miyad Nasramayim Chosen Ro'osrim Ha Ka'aros. So what does he say? He says, the Platos, I'm sorry, we need new markers. Basar, let's see if this will do any better. The Platos, Basar, V'chalav, Nechnasim, L'mayim, if I can use some modern-day Hebrew, bozmanit. They both go into the water at the same time. That's clear, meaning as you're cooking it, as you're washing these dishes, the milchik bliya goes into the water, and the fleishik bliya goes into the water. He says, this is not like dogim shalom bakara. Dogim shalom bakara, let's say classy naparnat. I cook pasta in a fleishik pot and then mix it with cheese, or then put it in a milchik pot. First, I cook pasta in a fleishik pot and only the fleishik went in. Then later, I mix it with milk. Here, I'm mixing this water with meat and milk at the same time. So, the Ran tries to figure out like exactly why this makes a difference. Right? Unlike Dagim Shalom Ka'arba, the meat and milk are going into the water at the same time. So what he means is, the Ran has two suggestions what he means. Here it's not 100% clear what he means. So says the Ran, he has two suggestions. And first time the Ran wanted to say, the two tastes go into each other, not into the water. Right, so the Ran says, maybe what the Sefer Truah means is that, in this case, the meat taste and the milk taste meet each other directly and don't go into the water. If they went into the water, they'd be a nah bar nah, the Tera. But the meat taste goes right into the milk taste, and the milk taste goes right into the meat taste. And then the Rush will just answer back that no, the taste can only go into the water. Right, so that's the first time that the Ran knew was a little weak. The Ran says that that maybe what happens is, right, what's he trying to say here? We'll just make a little corner for it. Here you have Kli Bisari. Here you have Kli Chalavi. Out comes the Pleitas Basar and Pleitas Chalav. Like, you don't say the seed is going into the water. The Pleitas Basar goes into the Pleitas Chalav. The Pleitas Chalav goes into the Pleitas Basar, and therefore it is not Barnat de Isura.
Yeah.
What?
Happens in the air.
It's a little funny. It happens in the water, but maybe we can ignore the water. Maybe, like, a little molecule of meat goes right into a little molecule of milk when the kelim are near each other and doesn't mix with the water. And then the Rosh says, silly, no. Plata can't go through the air, can only go into water. Or what the Ran says in the end is, and this is what a lot of the poskim like, B, and the water is never not barnat de hetera, or let's say better. And since it does go into the water is called not barnat de isura because it never had a moment of heter. That's what the Ran says in the end. He says, what happens? As soon as you put these dishes in the water, the tam chalav goes in the water, the tam basar goes in the water becomes a naparnat to isura. It's only called naparnat to etera if there was a second of heter. Over here, the Ran says, there's no time of heter. It immediately becomes usur, and that's called naparnat de isura. Yes.
And the third reason, according to the Rosh Mechaber, you said the bleeds go through the water. So, but aren't we doing it against the water anyway? Like, well, you know, how would the Rebbe understand that?
How would the Sefer Truah?
The cars don't go through Bazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sefer Truah would say the bleed goes straight from the milchically into the fleshically. It skips the water.
Oh, okay.
And the Rosh just says back, and that's not true. Okay. It goes into the water. At least most of it goes into the water. How can it skip the water? Okay, the Ran in the end says, he says, I admit it's all through the water. Basically, he tried to, like, get out of it going through the water. Maybe go straight from plate to plate. Or maybe the two platos, the two bleos, the two tastes, hit each other. No, obviously it goes through the water. But the water is not burnt out to Isura. Why? It just got meat and got milk. It's got meat and milk at the same time. That's called not burnt out to Isura, because it never had a moment of heter. When it first got the blea, it was... from when it first got the Bliya, it was not Barnat de Isura. What the Rush would say back to that is, what would the Rush say back to this? He would say, no, the water is not Barnat de Hetera because it never had a moment of Isser. Here it gets very subtle. What happens, basically? The milky taste goes into the water, the fleshy taste goes into the water. So the Sefer Truah says, milk and meat went into the water. If Milka, he goes into the water, then it was never not Barnat to Teira. It's immediately not Barnat to Isura. The Rush would say, no. Milk goes into the water, and meat goes into the water, and milk goes into the water, and meat goes into the water, and milk goes into the water, and meat goes into the water. Each one that goes into the water is not Barnat to Teira, and is Batal. It's only not Barnat to Isura if it was Usur. It's only not Barnat to Isura. Okay, let's say it a little better. Then each taste that goes into the water is not Barnat Tehetera. Maybe that would be easier to understand. The rush says, I don't care. Meat taste goes in the water, not Barnat Tehetera. Milk taste goes into the water. Not Barnat Tehetera. Don't tell me they both went in. But each one that goes in is not Barnat Tehetera. Well, let's say for a Truma says, according to the Ran, no. They both go into the water. If they both go into the water, then that's not called Heter. There's no second of Heter. If first the meat would go in, then the milk would go in, that would be a not Barnat Tehetera. If they both go in at the same time, that's not Barnat Tehetera. So apparently, the Sefer Truma looks at the meat and milk going together. Meat and milk together, that's Isser. The Rosh says, no, the milk is heter and the meat is heter, the milk is heter and the meat is heter. Even if they're happening at the same time, that's two heters at the same time. So it comes down to a real subtlety. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as an iser going in, as or two heters going in? The Rosh says, two heters, it's fine. The Sefer Truma, according to the Ran, says it's an iser. Yes?
But again, that doesn't fit into the Mechaber's case. If we were talking about washing two dishes at the same time, that would be, but the Mechaber is talking about washing one in the pot. Right, so it can't. Where's the bavat achas? Can't be.
What do you mean? Of course it can.
First, you filled up the water at the same time.
No, you're making a mistake. Since we're choshesh that every second is when the blias might come out, because we don't know when the blias come out. Therefore, when you put the pot, the fleshik dish in the melting pot, maybe that's when the blias come out.
Even though 10 minutes before the boil.
Yes, correct. That's a good ha'ara. We're going to point that out in a second. We'll chaz that in a second. Okay, let's just chazer this. Very complex machlokas between the Sefer Truma and the Rush, which Lemaisa is a machlokas, Machaber, Rava, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Ad Hayom Hazeh. If you would do this, machlokas, Sfardim, and Ashkenazim, Ad Hayom Hazeh. The Sefer Truma wants to answer it, even though the Rivan's not going to work, because he knows not everyone holds a Rivan, and if there's Shanunis, what if there's no Shanunis? He wants to say either the pot is not burnt out to Isura, because it goes straight from the pot to the pot, not through the water. Or the blios are not Barnat to Isura, because the blia goes straight into the blia, not through the water. Or the water is not Barnat to Isura, because since meat and milk come into the water simultaneously, that's called Isura. The Rush says that's not true. The pots are not the pot is not Barnat, because it only gets the taste through the water. The blia is not Barnat Barnat, because it only gets the taste through the water. And the water is not Barnat to Etera. Because Heter's going in, and Heter's going in, and Heter's going in, and Heter's going in. And you don't look at it as Isser going in, you look at it as two Heter's going in. That's the Machlokas. Halacha L'maisa, most of us in this room are Ashkenazim. We hold like the Sefer Truma and the... We hold like the Sefer Truma and the Ramah. What's the main reason of the... of the Ramah? The Shach assumes the main reason of the Ramah is... Like the Ran says, it's like the conclusion of the Ran that the water is considered not Barnat to Isura. So it seems to be that the Ashkenazim would say, nope, since meat and milk came into the water at the same time, it's called not Barnat to Isura, meat and milk. Sfaradim would say, no, I know they came in at the same time, but they came in separately at the same time in two different processes. So therefore, each process is not Barnat to Etera. Ends the Ramah. Says the Ramah. Unless one of them is not Ben Yomo, and then they are Mutter. We'll come back in a second. But my, what does the Ramah say? In what case can we be Makel, says the Ramah? The Ramah says in this case we're Machmir. What the case we can be Makel, says the Ramah? Here we go. What if one is Ben Yomo and one is not Ben Yomo? Let's just review this case. Doesn't matter which is Ben Yomo. Let's call the Kli Chalavi Ben Yomo and the Kli Bisari Eino Ben Yomo. Then, what's the status of the water? What's the status of the water? Does the water become fleishik? The milk is benyoma, the fleishik isn't. Zeb, does the water become fleishik?
No.
No, why? Because this is a no saint tam lifgam, so therefore the water is not bisari. Does the water become milchik?
Yeah.
Try again. Does the water become milchik? Well, hold on. Once the water is not fleishik, does it become milchik? What do we call that? Not barnat de hetera. Now it's not barnat de hetera. So therefore, it's also not chalavi, at least on the bidyevid level for Ashkenazim, right? Meaning, once one side is eino ben yomo, it's lifgam. And once one side is lifgam, the other side is not barnat de hetera. Now it's hetera. So therefore, the water is parav, at least on the bidyevid level. And the kalim are, of course, mutter. If the water is parav, then all the kalim are mutter. They're just in parav water. So that's what we assume, that if one of them is not ben yomo, then it's okay. If you recall, the Taz points out here, this is very similar to stirring a pot with the wrong spoon. And there we had minhagim lahachmir of what is ben yomo, what isn't. But as we point out, those minhagim lahachmir are only by stirring the spoon. When it comes to washing dishes, there's no minhagim lahachmir. And therefore, if one is ben yomo, one isn't ben yomo, it's perfectly fine, even for Ashkenazim. There's a big debate here. Oh, first of all, but the water were nohig to aser lechachila, meaning lechachila was mean to aser. We throw out the water. Why do we throw out the water? Didn't I just say it's the yevid power of water? Most lechachila should be milchik water. Why do we throw out the water? So here they point out because what was the basis of this heter? The base of this heter was not barnat. But the real base of this heter was Tam Lefgam, right? If they'd both been Yomo, it would be also for Ashkenazim. The base of the heter is Tam Lefgam. Now, we have a Chumrah, our Minhag at least. Tam Lefgam is only Mutter Bidyevit. We're not making on Tam Lefgam Lechachiba. Okay, this is not Mefurish anywhere in Shas, but the assumption of the postkin is that we're not making on Tam Lefgam Lechachiba. Only Bidyevit. Right, that's the mainstream assumption of the postkin. And therefore, what does it mean? It means, lechatchila, should you wash these dishes together? Obviously not. Lechatchila, should you cook, you know, meat in an eino ben yomo milchik pot? Should you cook milk in an eino ben yomo fleishik pot? Obviously not. But, in this case, lechatchila, in this case, b'di'eved, the pots are still kosher. But that's the pots. How about the water? The water, we say, even after you cooked it, the water is still called lechatchila. And therefore, we throw out the water. Like anything else, you have to throw it out. We'd say, b'di'eved, don't throw it out. But water, we say, throw out the water. We treat that as just lechatchila. Why would we treat the water as just lechatchila and throw out the water?
Anyone? Right, the water bill was cheaper.
What?
Kind of right.
So number one, because water is very cheap, right? Water is free. Even nowadays, water is still free. I know our water bills, we see our water bills as very high sometimes. But that's because we run the shower, we run the faucet, and this and that. The amount of water you can actually hold in a pot is worth not even a fraction of a shavakruta, right? I don't know what the water bill is. What the water bill is in gross, let's take a reasonable water bill, you're paying 10 shekel a kub. That's a cubic meter. 10 shekel a cubic meter is 1 agura a liter. 1 agura a liter, so you have a pot full of water, that's a couple of agurot. That's maybe, there's not even a coin that small, right? What's our smallest coin? 10 agurot?
Yeah.
Right? So your average pot full of water, there's not even a coin. I don't know whether it's shower pruta or not. That depends on technicalities in the silver market, etc. But in our prutas, they don't even have a coin small enough to have the value of a pot of water. So So it's very cheap, even nowadays.
So if you went over the cube, the nefesh, and then it's extra static.
Right, but nonetheless, maybe because it's very cheap. Water is very cheap. However, that's not so pashut, because the Minchas Yaakov has a different pshat. The Minchas Yaakov, quoting the Pesach Tshuva here, says there's a different reason why we're so machmer with water. Because everything else is a useful product. Everything else is a useful product. A useful product, we say, b'dieved, you're allowed to use. You don't want to throw it out. But water, what do you do with the water? Do you drink the water? Do you eat the water? What do you do with the water? You cook other things in it, or you wash dishes in it. You know, water is not yet a finished product, is it? Water is not directly usable. You only use it to make something else. Since you only use it to make something else, that's considered like lechatchila. You don't even have a product yet. And therefore, just don't use this water in the first place. Here, this is a subtlety. But the Pesach Tshuva here points out there is a nafkamina. Let's just put this on the board. We have our minhag. Can I erase the board? What? I don't know who's in charge. Okay? Are you the official person in charge now? Okay. Here we have our minhag. The minhag is, the choritza minhag is to no saying tam lifgam in mayim is usser. Why is it usser? Because mayim is considered lechatchila. And lechatchila, we don't want to use no saying tam lifgam. Just avoid it by throwing out the water. There are two possible explanations why. One is because water is cheap. That's why it's lechachila. Anything really cheap, just don't get involved in those nafgam. Throw it out and get new water. The other explanation, and this is the Minchas Yaakov says because water is not the That's Minchas Yaakov quoted in the Pesach Tshuva, Sefkat and Hay, because water is not eaten or drunk itself, it's just used to cook other things. So therefore, it's like you haven't even cooked something to eat yet. You don't even have the thing you want to eat yet. You're just going to boil potatoes in the water, or boil meatballs in the water, or wash dishes in the water. What would the obvious nafkamina be between these two explanations? Which the Pesach Tshuva leaves Tarki on what? What if you're heating water to drink? Right? Like, what if you're heating water for coffee? And you heat it in a milchik pot and stir it with a fleishik spoon, and they're both eina binyom, let's say. Right? Or what if you heat water to drink in an eina binyom with treif pot? Right? So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is water for drinking. Right? Let's say you want to make tea or coffee. You actually want to drink this water. What about nachmina is water for drinking? If you said, because water is cheap, therefore you should just throw it out and get new water, then we should say no saying tam lefgam is usser. Why? Because it's cheap. Just get new water. If you say that it's because water is not the edible product itself, then if you're planning to drink the water, no saying tam lefgam should be mutter, and this is the Minchas Yaakov. The Minchas Yaakov says that if you claim to drink the water, then that's like b'dieved. What do you mean? I can't drink my water? I already finished my cooking. Right? Now all I have to do is put a little instant coffee in it or put a tea bag in it. If it's already something which I want to drink, if I want to drink the water, then it's mutter. Halacha l'maisa, the Pesach Tshuva says, he quotes the Minchas Yaakov saying, tzarech iyon l'maisa. The Minchas Yaakov is not 100% is not 100% sure of this. The Prima Godim in the Mishpat Zohav and Simit Sadi Dalis of Kutin Tess has an interesting hachra here. One second. His hachra is that what's the compromise of the Prima Godim? The shara of the Prima Godim in Simit Sadi Dalit, he says that if it's Jewish. It depends if the water is Jewish or Goyish. What does it mean? Not if the water has a bris milah, if it belongs to a Jew or belongs to a Goy. When it belongs to a Jew, we're more machmir. He said, we're knowing to be more machmir when it belongs to a Jew. I guess just to avoid mechshel. When it comes to a Jew, we would throw out the water, even if you plan to drink it. When it came to a Goy, then he'd be more mako, and say that if you plan to drink the water, then you don't have to throw it out. You can still drink it. So that's his pshara. So if you go, and this could be, what if you boil water in Eina Ben Yoma Treif Kli? So if a guy boils water in Eina Ben Yoma Treif Kli, then you can drink it. But if a Jew boils water in Eina Ben Yoma Treif Kli, then he's more machmir, and he says you can't drink it. Okay, that's the pshara of the Prima Gadin. This is in Tzadi Dalet in the Mishnah of Zohav, in the Mishnah of Zohav Tess.
We're talking about who's Kli it is.
Here we are. Kli goyd lo shchiach, mashen kem bishroch hashinan tvei lesser than ad at ben yom de shchiach tvei. It sounds like it depends who's kli it is. Who's kli it is? Yes.
What's the difference between the chumrah of the mitzvah and the ramayim from the tzadik dalek that the kli shen ben yom is aser and you have to use the machol only as the kli shen ben yom, as opposed to the case of here? Why over there does a minute to eat it only to feed ben yoma and have to keep it carved and to make the magil the kli the chain of ben yoma?
Ah, so the Taz says only over there does a minhag, because it's all based on Maris Ayin of how you eat the food. And here, since you don't eat the water, so there's no minhag.
So once the Menchas Yaakov comes in, is Nashkamina, anyway, that people be still in Tzadik Dalet? Because if you're planning to drink it, you have to drink it
Nechanami. If you were heating water for drinking, then the Menchas Yaakov would apply that minhag of the Rambam, perhaps. Yeah, and Nechanami.
So,
but you're saying the Menchas Yaakov's case was not that.
It is the case.
In 1 second.
That's the case of Toras Chatas, he goes on. It's specifically the Toras Chatas to Ramah, because it could be Toras Chatas, the really the Taz brings down, and the case has had a different minhag. But the Maisa, the Halacha, we pass it like the Ramah, with the Ramah's version, of course, his version of Toras Chatas, anyway, you need it as the Chalav, as the Ben Yom, whatever.
Right, so you'd have to say this Menchas Yaakov would only apply if, let's say, you heated the water in a treif kli as Eina Ben Yoma, if you were
right, just not the case of
Eina Chanami. Correct.
It's very not mashu from Menchas.
Correct, Eina Chanami.
Putting it to Toras Chatas.
Eina Chanami, but nonetheless, Afol Kein Ani Yosef. I'm going to ask you that.
So then the Prima Gadin is after me, the Jewish, the kli, treif kli.
So basically, if you put water in an Eina Ben Yoma treif kli, if it's Jewish, you should throw it out regardless. If it's goyish, if it's water for drinking, you can drink it. That's the pshara of the Prima Gadin. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Ramah for a second. Let's go back to here. We'll see very soon this whole issue of Nosen HaMufgam Chathilo will become a very important issue, but let's just go back to our original case. The original case. What's the case? Let's recall the case. The case is that they're all clean. Or you wash meat and milk dishes together, and there's no shamnunis, or less than 60 shamnunis. So what does Sfarim say? Remember, the Mechaber says mutter. Adds the shach in Sivkatan Tess, mutter, adds the shach, mutter b'di eved, asur l'chafila, and he proves this from a machaber himself in your day, he says you shouldn't kasher until you locate them together. If they're the young one. Why not? Because lechachila, he thinks you shouldn't. Here, the Zevi Machlok is wise. I mean, the Shach seems to have good proof. Why is the machaber machmir her lechachila if he thinks it's mutter? So the Prima Gadim says, because you're gori not barnat lechachila. You're not a gori not barnat lechachila. However, the Grun, the Prima Chadash, say, no, that's not the reason you're allowed to be gori not barnat lechachila. If you're only going to mix it with a kli, chalavi, not with milk, then water is like dun shalu bikara, you're mixing it with a kli chalavi. And remember, everyone bought the Prima Gadim said you're allowed to be gori not lechachila. The simple pshat is, why is the asur lechachila? The simple pshat is what the Gros says in Or Chaim, the Prima Chadash says here, because lechachila, he is choshesh for the Sefer HaTruma. That's a simple pshat. Lechachila, Machaber says, you know, the Sefer HaTruma might be right. So lechachila, don't do it, but you have to do it on Somek on the Rosh. Fine. That's for Svardim. Svardim can go home very happy. What does the Ramah say, though? The Ramah says...
Sefer HaTruma said what again?
He said that it was also even b'diavet. Right, remember? Sefer HaTruma. He's the Ramah. Okay. So lechachila, he's supposed to say Sefer HaTruma, but he really holds like the Rosh. However, the Ramah says it's aser even b'di'evet. What are the exceptions? Right? The exceptions, according to the Ramah, is A, if one or both is not b'di'omo. That's what we just explained. If they're both not b'di'omo, or even if one is not b'di'omo, then we are megel. What does ben yomo mean? Let us recall. He says ben yomon means in the last 24 hours it was used for meat or milk, miblias kli rishon, only if it was used in a kli rishon in the last 24 hours. Here you have a fascinating machlokas. What about plates then? Sorry. What about plates? Let's say you wash milk plates with flaking plates in boiling hot water. So, are they considered bnei yomon or not bnei yomon? Do you use plates in a kli rishon or cliche? Lechor, plate is a cliche, right?
You could hit stubber gush.
Aha, okay. Well, although that shouldn't bother Ramah. So, here you have a machlokes between the Ramah and the Isser v'Heter Ha'arach. Right, both the Shach, Sivkot Yud Gimel, and the Taz, Sivkot Yud Beis, quote the Isser v'Heter Ha'arach, who argue why. The Isser v'Heter Ha'arach says he has a big finisher, which some of the poskim even like to quote nowadays. They're really looking to be machir. What about plates and etc.? So the Isser v'Heter says, "Ein chelim diuv liyushan karos and karos mashakarin belashon Ashkenaz teller lo aminan etc." What does he say? What about plates? So, the Isser v'Heter Ha'aruch says, Asur, and here he comes with a big chiddush. Why? Because you do iri onto the plates, right? You pour meat and soup and etc. onto the plates. He says, Asur. What are you going to say back? Menachem is clever. If the Isser v'Heter wants to say it's Asur, because, after all, you might have done iri onto the plates, and then it makes a balea. What's Menachem going to say back? Even if you did the Ura onto the plates, Ellie, how much the plates would be traced? Kedei klipa. So you're not going to have shishim connected to kedei klipa? So here the Isser v'Heter has a big chiddush. He says, Asur, because you know what? When you use a plate, you might do Ura onto it many times. Let's say you have a bowl of soup. You might pour soup a few times into that bowl. Right? Says the big chiddush of the Isser v'Heter, what's his tremendous chiddush here? Al Yedei, Irios Harbe, you might have poured a lot of times into it. Bala Bekulo. If you do Iroy a lot of times, then the whole Tlis Bolea. One Iroy only asks to Klipa. If you do a lot of Iroys, then the whole thing becomes straight. That's a big finish of the Isra Hetchet. The mainstream posting do not agree with.
And he would be more than that if you know that he only did Iroy once.
Yes, he would. They came into Noslo and Bosser with half of the Iroyim Kane, and the Iroyos Harbe Bola Isra Bekulo. Okay, Kolshin, a top Bosser, Yil Matoch, and Klimishon. Spoons, for sure, you might put in the pot. But even plates, which you can't put in the pot, says the Shach and the Taz. Says the Shach. And then he adds, what's the second Chiddush? Here's his big Chiddush. His small Chiddush is that Chayshinan Shema Nishtamesh Bekaf Bekli Rishon Uvekara Beirios Harbe. That we're worried that if you have a spoon, even though you don't remember sticking it into a pot, you might have stuck it into a pot. If you have a plate, even if you don't remember doing Iwer into it a lot of times, you might have done Iwer a lot of times. Basically, he's very machmer. He says, Rechosh, that everything is ben yom, what was used with anything you used. Rechosh was used in a Kli Rishon, or was used with a lot of Iwers, which like Kli Rishon, he's very machmer. No one holds like him. The Shach and the Taz seem to hold differently. The Shach and the Taz say that im vadai lo nishtamish bahem bikli rishon, then it's mutter. Now, let's say you actually wash your plates and forks and spoons of milk inflation together. If you're sure you didn't put them in Kli Rishon, then it's mutter. Don't worry about Iri, it's hard day. Just worry about whether or not you put them in Kli Rishon. If you're sure you didn't put them in Kli Rishon, it's mutter. and they deny both of these Chidushim. We reject both Chidushim. We reject the idea of Irios Harbe, we reject the idea that we always have to be chosen use in the Kli Rishon. Shabbat says, if you know you didn't use it in the Kli Rishon, you know you didn't use it in the Kli Rishon. Rabbi Akiva Eger goes a little further. Min hastam mutter, ella in kain, yodeya, shtemishtamish bahem, the Kli Rishon. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, no. Really, minastam, plates and spoons are mutter, unless you know that you put them into a Kli Rishon. Why does he say that? We say in halachas of kashering that a stam spoon and plate you should kasher in a Kli Rishon because you might have put them in a Kli Rishon. So why is Rabbi Akiva Eger worried you might have put them in a Kli Rishon? So he says two reasons. Number one, because when you kasher something, you have to kasher it from every way it was ever used. So you might have forgotten that you put in a Kli Rishon. But over here, we're only worried how it was used in the last 24 hours. You would have remembered if you put in a Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours. Most people don't forget for 24 hours. So if you don't remember putting in a Kli Rishon, then you might have put into a Kli Rishon a week ago and a month ago, but you probably didn't put into a Kli Rishon 23 hours ago, because you remember what you did in the last 24 hours. So Rikita says, if you don't remember putting in a Kli Rishon, then probably you haven't put it there for the last 24 hours, so it's called Ein Ben Yomo. Not to mention the fact that Rikivik says, even if it's a suffix, we say Stam Kelim Ein Ben Yoma, even if you don't know Stam. So right there, Rabbi Kibaker has two bomb kashas. He says, number one, because everyone remembers what they did in 24 hours, and we're only discussing here what you did in the last 24 hours. And number two, he says, even if you forgot Stam Kelim Ein Ben Yoma, I'm going to Stam where I make them. We, the Badei Shulchan says, we paskin like Rabbi Kibaker, that if you accidentally wash fleshic dishes with milk and dishes, even if you're Ashkenazic, as long as you don't remember using it in the Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours, then you're okay. You don't have to be sure you didn't use it in the Kli Rishon. You just have to, as far as you know, you didn't use it in the Kli Rishon in the last 24 hours, and that's good enough. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger.
What did Rabbi Akiva Eiger say? I think this is like common. If you have like a whole batch of forks, let's say. So one of them is used for the cooking, stirring the pot.
Oh, that's easy. Then you just see if there's shishim in the water connected to one. One, you don't know which. One of them is vinyobo. So if that one is less than a 60th of the water, you're okay. And if that one is more than a 60th of the water, then you're not okay. That's what you would say. sorry. The continuing in the Ramah, says the Ramah, he says the second exception. This is exception A. Exception B is if you wash them now in a kli sheni. Most people in the old days used to wash their dishes in a kli rishon. But what if you wash your dishes in a kli sheni? That's what a lot of people do nowadays. Not so much Americans. But what some Americans don't so much, but what some Israelis do is they fill a bucket of hot water and then they put all the dishes in there to soak and then they rinse them off. That's like a very economical way of washing dishes, save a lot of water from people in the old days when water was very expensive. So, and some restaurants, they still do that, right? They just put all the dishes in a bucket of water, let them soak, and the grease comes off, and then they rinse them, and they're okay. So what? That bucket is a cliché, right? You fill the bucket from the tap. The bucket's not, it's plastic. You can't put it on the stove. What if you have a boiling hot cliché, and you put your milk and inflation dish together in the cliché, says the Ramah. He says, "Aval im shneim deyoma b'diochosan b'yachad b'kli rishon hakol aser hachi noagim ve'im l'shanos." The doctor should be yachad b'kli rishon. Val muhut muzechar zeh o b'kli sheni afil b'yachad hakol shari. Okay, I went a little out of order, but that's okay. Let's put B. Then this is C. Sorry. Exception B is. If you wash them, zeh achar zeh. Let's say first you wash all the fleshy dishes in a bucket, and then you wash the milking dishes in the bucket. Or even a kli rishon. Let's say you have a harav kli rishon. Or an inu b'yomo kli rishon. You have a big boiling vat of water. Let's call it a dishwasher. Right? You have a kli rishon dishwasher. First you put in fleshy kalim, and then you put in milchik kalim. Not at the same time. You put them in separately. That's fine. Why? When you first put in the fleshy kalim, what does the water become? Not bar not de. Heterah, because it was only fleshy kalim. Then you took out the fleshy kalim and put in the milchik kalim. Now, it's like dagim sha'ol b'gara, you're allowed to mix them with milk. Now, here at Zev, just to, what does Zev or Zev mean? Zev makes this question for it. It doesn't mean first you put in the fleshik, then you put in the milchik. If first you put in the fleshik, then you put in the milchik, that's called washing them together. Maybe the bleeders will come out of both of them at the same time. What it means is first you put in the fleshik, then you take out the fleshik, then you put in the milchik. That's called zachar zen. Then it's no problem because it's not barnat de hetera. Right? So if you wash them zachar zen, again, not you put them in one after the other. You put in one, took it out, and then put in the other. That's like you have boiling water, you put in a fleshikli, you take it out, now it's not burned out of flesh, not burned out to the tamer's part. Then you can even lachachil put in the milchikli. So that is, right, remember, klishalahem, even lachachil put in the milchikli, no problem. So the Ramah says, if you wash fleshik dishes first, took them out and then milking dishes, that's no problem, it's not burned out to the tamer. The only shots of the round is when they're there at the same time. Or, what else is mutter? If you wash them in a klisheni, it's mutter. So a klisheni doesn't make a bliya. Here, the Taz quoted from the Maharshal. The Maharshal, we'll see in Siman Kuf Hei, is the big machmer. The Maharshal is the enemy of klisheni. The Maharshal thinks klisheni is usher. The Ramah and the Machaber, we'll see in Siman Kuf Hei, it's a fundamental machlokas. The Ramah and the Machaber assume klisheni, it doesn't make blias. Klisheni is mutter. B'dievet. The Maharshal says, no, klisheni does make things usher. Says the Maharshal, ah, klisheni. So you have the meat schmutz and the milk schmutz and it's together in the klisheni and it gets cooked and it goes into the kalim, it's a treif. The Maharshal says if you wash your dish in the klisheni, it's a problem. However, we hold like the Ramah that it is okay. That's what the Taz Paskins right here. That Ulanias Daiti, he says, Nir Lachria, etc., etc. Klisheni ain oser, came into Kaimalan. Plisheni afilo yam. So let us go loma vliya velo maflit. So here we say, the Ramah says mutter, and the Maharshal says aser, and we normally hold like the Ramah, yes?
The Maharshal is only mafler in the case where it's not.
Correct, the Maharshal, okay, fair enough. that is true. The Ramah is actually not only mafler if it's dirty. So we should put that in parentheses, you're right. The Ramah, why? The Maharshal says, ah, if you have two clean kelim, then the Machaber says it's mutter anyway. Then I'll be willing to be sonach on the Machaber. Only if there's dirty kelim, then the Maharshal says it'll make it usser. Okay. When you have dirty kelim, if dirty, Maharshal is oser, but we don't hold like the Maharshal in this. The Shtaz rejects the Maharshal. Okay, so this is the basic summary of washing dishes together. Washing dishes together. Really, all the cheshbonos are pashut. You don't have to memorize them. You can just work them out. But remember, it makes a difference if there's dirt, meaning dirt of meat and milk, more than the 60th or not. Imagine the kelim ben yom or not ben yom, it matters if you're Ashkenazi or Sephardic.
So is it according to the Ramah that cliche, even if there's dirt on it, it's going to be mutter?
Yes. Because a cliche is not mevashal.
What about what Ellie said regarding the
Dabar
Gush that's used
with the Kli Rishon? Ah, what if it were a plate that was used with the Dabar Gush? So even so, good question, but we assume that Tata Gavar, again, Marshall will say differently, we'll see, eventually. But we assume Tata Gavar, the plate's only related to the Klipa where you put the Dabar Gush on it. And that, let's say the plate was used in the last 24 hours, you put a hot piece of schnitzel on it. So you know what? You put a hot piece of schnitzel on a few square inches of the plate, and it was mavliyak and they clip out a few square inches. That's such a tiny amount that it's going to be bottled with shishim in the water. It's no problem. It's only problem you hold like this is rehentum irios harbi. Once we, even according to Marshall, even if we pass in dover gushes like a klibishon, it's bole mavliyak and they clip, it's still not going to be a problem if you put a dover gush on a plate. It's only mavliyak and they clip. I guess the bigger problem would be, what if you then stuck your fork into the Dover Gush, then the Dover Gush is Tata. But still, it would only be Pashtus, it would only be Mavliya into your fork, the part that you stuck into the Dover Gush, and that would also be a very small amount, even the Kulo.
Didn't we say Din of Tata Gavar is only because Gufa, the Iri Kli Rishon is only Vashak Kli Kripa? Dover Gush is staying there, so it should be more than just Tata Gavar.
But we know that's not true. If you put one Dabar Gush on another Dabar Gush, that's the similar Tata Gavar, and we say that it's only roughly if they clean up. It's a good question. The truth is that...
What flavor of milk
do you think is considered a Dabar Gush? No. I understand what your question is a better question than you think. This is really the... one second, hold on. No, it's not. No, we still say, even though the Rishonim compare Tata Gavar to Ivor, we still say Tata Gavar even though we don't apply to the Ivor.
Didn't we say that the Dabar Gush in the Nine Hilchos Shabbos is one of those specific foods that people eat so well?
No. we did not. Okay. We're going to, of course, have to figure out the nafkamina of all this for our modern-day washing dishes, right? Keep in mind, the modern-day way we wash dishes is not like any of these things, right? We never wash dishes in a Kli Rishon, to the best of my knowledge. I've never seen anyone put their dishes into a Kli Rishon, right? How do we wash dishes? In a sink or in a dishwasher, right? So we'll have to figure out how this applies to modern-day dishwashing, but first, let us just finish the seifim.
The sink, you wash it for a long time, the sink itself becomes hot. You would say the chumah that you use a Kli Rishon, like a matzeket?
Okay, there is a chazan ish like that.
Like a dishwasher.
Under certain circumstances. Dishwashers are a Kli Rishon, because they have a heating element. But the dishes don't go into the water in a dishwasher. And sinks, they just get iri from the faucet. And we paskin, there's a funny chazan ish who says that if the boiler's lit and you open the faucet and the water goes into the sink, the sink's a Kli Rishon. But we don't assume, the poskim don't assume that way. They assume that once it falls into the sink's a klisheni, even if it stays in the sink for a long time. It's just a hot klisheni.
The dishwasher, what did you mean the dishes don't go into the water? As in the water goes into the dishes?
Correct. There's a pump that spritzes water onto the dishes in a dishwasher. You ever use a dishwasher? If you open the door in the middle of the cycle, does it spritz a tiny bit or does it flood your kitchen?
It shuts off.
But where's all the water that the dishwasher is full of? Where's all the water going when you open the door?
It drains.
The answer is, there is no all the water. Right. There's only a little water at the bottom. It's not full of water. Dishwashers are not full of water.
Right.
They only have a little water at the bottom. There's no kalem on the bottom. The water is all below the kalem. How do the dishes get clean? There's a spritz that spritzes water onto the kalem. The kalem don't go into the klivishon. There's just a spritz that spritzes from the klivishon onto the kalem. So that's why your dish is soaking in a klivishon in the dishwasher. You only have 1 liter of water at the bottom, below all the dishes. Then there's a spritzer that spritzes onto the dishes, and it spritzes the water onto the dishes so fast that it manages to get off all the dirt. I don't know how.
So before there's even more of it.
Correct, exactly. Exactly as we will come back to. Okay, let us just finish this mechaber Ramah. Then, this Ramah, the ira miklivishon shall basar al klichal. What if you do iroy from a klivishon of meat onto a milchi kli? Right, this is something that people actually do sometimes by accident. This is something people do sometimes by accident. Let's say you boil, again, we're not talking about you boil chicken soup and pour it into a milchi bowl. If you boil chicken soup and pour it into a milchi bowl, then you're in trouble. We're not talking you boil milk and pour it into a flea-shaped bowl. Then obviously it's usher. We're talking here about boiling water or vegetable soup or pasta, right? This can actually happen sometimes. Someone boils vegetable soup in a flea-shaped pot and accidentally pours it into a milky pot, or they boil water in a flea-shaped pot and pour it into a milky mug or something like that. What's the din in that case? If they boil in a flea-shaped pot and pour it into a milky pot, or vice versa. So says the Ramah, Iram Klirishon shall basar al klichalav, dino ke klirishon ve'osirm haya ben yomo. Okay, here we get to the Iroi cases. There are a few very complicated Iroi cases here, which we will try to tackle one by one. One is, you pour kli basar, and you pour water or pariv into a kli chalavi. So, for sfardin, obviously what's the din? It's all mutter, right? Even if the kli, but somebody was in the kli chalavi with the water boiling, would be mutter. What about for Ashkenazim? Remember what we Ashkenazim said. If you first put fleishy kalim in the water, then take them out and put milky kalim in the water, meaning if the fleishy and milky are not touching the water at the same time, it's mutter. If the fleishy and milky are touching the water at the same time, that's usr. So what if it's pouring from one to the other? Does that count as first it touched the fleishy kli, then the milky kli? Or does that count as touching them both at the same time? Right? If you look at it as first touch the fleishy kli, not bar not the tera, then it landed in the milky kli, that's fine. Not bar not landed in the milky kli. Or do you say, no, it's touching both kalim at the same time? And if it's touching both kalim at the same time, that's not barnati isura. What would you think?
If it's nifsak, then no.
No, if it's nifsak, pashat mutter.
Right.
Nifsak, pashat mutter. And lo nifsak. Lo nifsak haki. If it's nifsak, then obviously. You're right. The moment it's nifsak, it's not barnati tabor. What if it's lo nifsak haki luach? What did the Ramah say here? He said, it's usher if it is ben yomo. Says the Ramah, usher. And the Taz says, why? Because it's touching both at the same time. This is sort of like the Nitzok Chibur, right? When you're pouring from A to B, it's all attached. The Shach earlier, Sifkat and Hay, said, no way, no how, absolutely not. The Shach in Sifkat and Hay a little earlier said, Mutter, why? Because first, it leaves the kli bisari, then it enters the kli chalavi, They're arguing whether to view this as the same time or not the same time. The Ramah says, I view this as the same time. Look, it's touching them both at the same time. The Shach says that's not true. First it was in one, then it left one, then it went to the other. Shach said, look, imagine it's fish. The fish were in a Kli B'Sari, you took them out, now you're allowed to put them in a Kli Chalavi. The Ramah says, no, it's like touching both of them together. It's not brought out to Isura. Halacha L'maisa, even though the Shach is Mekel, some of the Achronim, such as the, what I read down here, the Chachmas Adam, says the Chachmas Adam, he says, like the Toras Chatas, and the Chachmas Adam, the Toras Chatas was different than the Ramah here, I know, it's the same person, but he often says something different than the Toras Chatas that he says in the Ramah here. The Ramah, the Toras Chatas says, well, the minig is to be, really the Shach sounds right, but the minig is to be machmer, so there's no hesed rubo be machmer. That's the Chachmas Adam Paskins. He says, machmirim ella machmirim if there's no hesed merubah. Meaning, really, the Shach is more logical. Really, the Shach is more logical. No, first it left the fleshikli, then it landed in the milchikli. It's not touching them both at the same time. One end of the water is touching the fleshikli, one end of the water is touching the milchikli. But each part of the water left one kli and went to the other kli. So, the Bada Yisholchan and some modern-day Sfarim Paskin like the Toras Chatas, like the Chacham Sadam, says, well, if there's no Hefsim Ruba, be machmer, but if there's a Hefsim Ruba, you can be mekel. However, the Prima Gadim says, even if you want to be machmer, it's enough to only be machmer on the bottom kli, not on the top kli. Be machmer on the bottom kli, it's a little funny, but this is like a very like abstract kind of thing. It's almost like, from the perspective of the top kli, it left the top kli. From the perspective of the bottom kli, it's touching them both at once. Because it's all going to the bottom kli. So how's it going to go back and make the top kli treif? It's enough to make the bottom kli treif. So that's what we pasken, machmirim, on the bottom kli. Unless there's hefsim merubah. So if someone actually did this, they poured from a fleisha kli into a milchi kli, or vice versa. If there's no hefsim merubah, we'd be machmer on the bottom kli that you'd have to kasher it, or if it's cheap to and unkasherable to throw it out. But if it's an expensive unkasherable kli, then it's fine.
Because the robot, even the top kli would be fine?
What?
Even the top kli would be fine?
It's not clear. He doesn't explicitly... let's see what the Prima Gadim actually says. Ayin Taz. V'nira da Afler Amah. No, he thinks that even the Taz would admit that only the bottom kli is usher. I'm sorry. And then he also says, but Aaron pointed out that if it's Nifzik HaKiluach, then it's Pashat Mutter. So Lemaisa, since really it's, we seem to be notes towards the Shach anyway, we can be so much on the Prima Gadim and be Mikkel on the top kli, only if there's no Hefzik Ruba Aser, the bottom kli. So that's the first case. Next case of the Ramah, Avalim Ira Mayim Rotchim She'in Shal Basav Lo Shal Cholav Al Kelim Shal Basav Shal Cholav B'Yachad. What if you poured pirate water on milk and fleshy kelim together? Vafilu Shuman Dovik Bahem. Even if they're dirty, Hakol Shari, it's all mutter. De'ain Iroi Kikli Rishon Mamash Yasser She Kelim Shem Arleim Yivlu Zemizeh. Because Iroi is not as strong as Kli Rishon itself, and it won't make the kelim that you pour on them be olea from each other. This is a big kula of the Ramah. If you think it's kula of the Ramah, what this means is that sinks can never be treif, right? You put iroi onto dirty kelim in your sink. He says, nope, iroi cannot make one kli olea from the other kli. So, according to this Ramah, all sinks are kosher, even rus sinks. It would be nice if we held up the Ramah, but we don't. So it says the Ramah. What's this case? Here you have tap water, right? You have pyre of water. Onto meat and milk. Dirty kelim. So, no problem. Iri is not so strong. It will not make them absorb from one another. Why not?
Why won't it make them absorb from each other? So the Pashup Shat is...
is like the Shach. The Shach says, maybe Ira is not Mavliya and Mavlika Achas. He says, what would it have to do to get them to absorb from each other? It would have to do two things. Get the taste from one thing and into the... Let's say it's lambs, there's pieces of meat. There's meat schmutz and milk and kalim. And cheese schmutz and fleisha kalim. You have to get the time from the meat schmutz into the milk and kalim. And from the cheese schmutz into the fleisha kalim. That's doing a double transfer. Says Eri can do a single transfer maybe, but not a double transfer. This is the way the Shach sees it. Now, however, that's not so pasha. Because there's a Simon Samaches, I think, where you discuss something called Maliga Satarnagolim. Let me ask you a practical question. Let's say you run a chicken factory. What do you have to get off the chickens?
Feathers.
Feathers. How do you get the feathers off the chickens?
Pour hot water.
So if you pick the feathers one by one, it would be very difficult. What you do is you pour hot water, or you dip the chickens in hot water. Why? What happens when you boil the chickens in hot water? What happens to the feathers? They all like melt into a nice little layer that you just peel off. So that's called miligas, mem lam gimel tarnagolim. The problem is this. Problem is you haven't salted the chickens yet. So if you put the chickens into hot water, you dip the chickens into hot water like the goyim do from Maliga, what's going to happen? The blood's going to go out of the chicken into the hot water, back into the chicken, and it's going to be treif. So that's not a good idea.
That's not good.
I know. So what do they come up with? Why not just pour boiling water onto the chickens? And then it's no problem. So, the Shach points out that the Ramah Paskin in Simon Samaches. That if you do Eroi onto the chickens and it's an unbroken stream of Eroi, the chickens are still treif k'diklipa. Why? Because Eroi is, does Mavliya o Maflit. Or Maflit o Mavliya. It takes the taste out and puts it back in. Eroi can do a double transfer. So what happens? You pour boiling water onto the chickens, it takes the blood out of the chickens and puts it back into the chickens, and now it's treif. Right? If it would just take the blood out of the chickens, who cares? Let's say you did Eroi, it got some blood out of the chickens, and then went down the drain. Why would that bother us? Obviously, says Ramah, Eroi can get blood out of the chickens and then put it back in the chickens and do a double transfer. So if Eroi can do a double transfer, why is Ramah Makel here? So this is not 100% clear why the Ramah is Makel, right? Says the Ramah.
The proof is that we definitely don't do that.
What?
Don't do
not only don't we do Eroi, if we did it, it's Vidyevid Treif, says the Ramah. Right? So therefore the Shach is trying to figure out what Pshat is in the Ramah, and the Shach comes up with he has to come up with a whole Hesper. He says it can't be, he would like to say, Eroi cannot do a double transfer. What does that mean? If you poured hot milk onto a Kli, then that would make a treif. It just transferred itself into the Kli. Right? If you poured hot milk onto a treif Kli, the milk would be treif. That's a single transfer. A single transfer means from the stream into the Kli. From the Kli into the stream. But to get it from one thing it's landing on into the other thing it's landing on, that's a double transfer. But we know the Ramah thinks it can be a double transfer. It can get the blood from the chicken back into the chicken. So what's a shot? So says the Shach, at least. There's some people who want to deny the Shach. But then it's harder to explain. The Pashan Rosh seems to like the Shach. Says, Ein Eroi Maflit Umavliya. Maybe. Letoch Kli. After all, what's the Lashon HaRamah? Ein Eroi Kikli Rishon Shiyasa Shehakelim Shemaralein Yivlu Zemizeh. Yivlu Zemizeh sounds like it's taking and getting one thing into another thing, a double transfer. Out of one thing into the Kli. And he says, Kalim. So the Shach of the Daik in the Ramah, he says, what's the Shita of the Ramah? Eroi cannot transfer a double transfer into a Kli. It's not hot enough. Now here it's becoming like very specific. Like, is the Shach sure about that? But that is nonetheless, that's what the
That's what the Shach says. That's what the Shach says in Shabbat Ramah, that Eroi cannot do a double transfer into a Kli. And then what is the Shach? Now, according to this, we are in good shape. Keep in mind, according to this, all saints are kosher, right? Because saints only have Eroi. Well, that's not true. According to this Ramah, how could a saint become treif? No, whatever sits on the bottom is cliche. Alright? How can a sink become treif according to the Ramah? The only way a sink can become treif is if you boil up, you know, ham and then pour it into the sink. Right? There's only single transfer from the ham gravy into the sink. Right? Basically, the only sink you can become treif is if you boil up something treif and pour it into the sink. That's a single transfer from the ham into the sink. Or if you would, sorry, hello, yes, okay, sorry, I apologize, I just have to find my way home, time to light out the candles today, so we're going to have to end, but let's just review, according to the Ramah, the way the Shach interpreted this Ramah, we're all in good shape. If you would boil milk and pour it into your sink, and then boil chicken soup and pour it into your sink, then it would be treif. The milk made a single transfer into the sink. The chicken soup made a single transfer into the sink. It's treif. If you would boil up ham soup, whatever they would call it, you know, and then pour it into the sink, then it would become treif, because ham into the sink. But most people don't do that. Who pours boiling hot milk or meat or soup into the sink? What do we pour into the sink? Sometimes we stream noodles into the sink. Those are kosher pirate. And usually we just put dishes in the sink and run the water over them. Ah, we put dishes into the sink and run the water over the dishes? That's called Eroi taking the time of one thing and putting it into something else. So the Eroi cannot take the time of those dishes and put it into the sink. Like the sink is the second cleat. Can't take time of something else and put it into the sink. According to the Ramah, all of our sinks should be kosher. That would be wonderful if it was true. However, we'll see. The only problem is the Shach says that we don't hold like the Ramah on this, and all the Echron reject the Ramah. What I want to pick up with next time, Emir Tzashem, is we're going to finish Simon Sadihei. We'll finish up the Indian of this Ramah, and we'll finish up the rest of the Simon. Hopefully everyone took a packet from the Halacha box in the Beis Medrash. If not, there are still plenty left. About as many as there are people in this room. The modern-day poskim about our modern-day sinks and dishwashers and how to take all the halachos of the sin and apply them to modern-day sinks and dishwashers. Try to work through that. Next time, Mirtz Hashem, we will finish up the simon. We will discuss how that applies to modern-day sinks and dishwashers. And if we still have time, we will try and at least do an introduction to simon sadigah.